Passage C. We had two doctors in our village when I was a child, and the one who attended us lived in the house next door. Full stop. He was a tall, rather quiet man who had a passion for local history and plenty of time to give to it. Full stop. One of the front rooms of his large white house was used as an office, which was cluttered up with stuffed birds, books, and papers. Full stop. Here he received patients who were able to consult him at home, thus saving money, since personal visits cost more, depending on the distance. Full stop. When the decision to call the doctor had been made, and the time of his arrival drew near, a solemn silence fell upon our household. Full stop. Those of us who were well watched from the dining room window. Full stop. The patient, if it was summer, was lying in the four-poster bed in the spare room upstairs. Full stop. If it was winter, he or she was in our small downstairs bedroom, or on a cot in the living room. Full stop. In either case, the bed was spotless, with fresh linen, and my mother was spotless also in a starched white apron. Full stop. No one spoke. Full stop. The slow, heavy ticking of the clock was the only sound. All eyes were on the doctor's house, awaiting the moment when he would leave it, with my father, who had gone to fetch him, and enter ours. Full stop. When the doctor preceded my father through the hall into the dining room, he paid no attention to us children, though our eyes were fixed upon him. Full stop. What went on by the bedside we never knew, nor do I think we were really interested. It was the unusual presence of the doctor in our house which made us dumb. Full stop. We remained very subdued in voice and manner for quite some time after the doctor had gone through our gate and on towards his own house. Full stop. We could not easily resume our usual habits, and we were not too interested, I fear, in the fate of the patient. Full stop. I remember that I secretly hoped to be sent upon some errand to the village, so that I could answer seriously all the many questions which I knew I should be asked, repeating my mother's remark to us that, quote, all was as well as it could be under the circumstances. Unquote. Full stop.